Mittwoch. Ibn Siman Tzadi Zayin. We're up to Sif Yud Beis. Hopefully tonight we'll do more than just Sif Yud Beis. We'll cover a couple of Sifim here. So far we had basically the Issa to be Mamashkin Yanela going to somebody's house. Then we had a Nisi Yanela take somebody's Kleya Chonefesh, Rechaim Verechev. And later on tonight, Mitzvah, we're going to see the next lav, which is the Yinela to take any beggar almana, Yinela be a mamashkin for an almana. But right now, we're still in the middle, we're still holding right after Klei Yecho Nefesh. Comes along the Mechab in Sif Yud Beis and says the following, Imhu ba'atzmai mishkanoi, if he himself went and was mamashkin, doesn't say what, but was mamashkin something, either means any mashkin, or he was mamashkin klei yecho nefesh, but he did it himself, so regardless, he's be'ayv anissa, because even not klei yecho nefesh, the mal was now let him take by himself. You need a shliach bezin to do that, but if he himself did it, chayv lahagzalo, he's mechuyv to give it back, elim kain, unless hamamashkin gizba hegdish or gizba anim. Unless the person who's taking it is a gizba of hegdish or gizba anim, which we'll see as a special heta. Now let's continue with the Ramah, because the Ramah really qualifies what the Mechab is saying. Hagav v'hainu, what are we talking about? So the Ramah seemingly says, v'hainu dafka klei eichon nefesh. We're talking about klei eichon nefesh, needs a beer, but we're talking about klei eichon nefesh, that if you've been, who ba'atzmai, or mashkin, the klei eichon nefesh, or yechai, if you did something wrong, still you have a chiv to give it back, the havi kumai shliach bezin, it's the same dinim of a shliach bezin, who didn't do anything wrong, but he has a chiv chazara, l'chari b'shas malacha, so too, this malva, who did something wrong, is still going to have a chiv b'shas malacha, we'll see. Aval mishkanoi ha-malva shar dvarim, but if the malva took other items, even though the malva was over in the lav, what he did, he doesn't have to give it back till he's paid up. So if he took klei yecho nefesh, seemingly Ramah saying, you got to give it back, b'shas malacha, just like a shliach bezdin. Now, shliach bezdin also now let take klei yecho nefesh, but whatever, that is a din to give back. But if it's something that the loiva doesn't need, it's shar dvarim, then he's allowed to keep it. It's a shtikul chasa here, but if you look in the sma touches up the mechab a little better. Look at this massive cotton yutes. When it says chayiv lahagzeloi, what did the mechaber mean? Chayiv lahagzeloi pish b'shas asiyas malacha. You're talking about b'shas asiyas malacha. B'klei yecho nefesh k'mashkasa maram the ramo azeh b'aga. The dini balabais who k'mashliach bezdin the koinami alzeh. Fine, it's going back on board. V'zeu shakosav, and that which Ramah says, da'ainu klei yecho nefesh, lav dafka klei yecho nefesh. The Ramah doesn't mean that we're talking about where you're over the lav of klei yecho nefesh. El ratzolayma kolat tzarech loy, makzoloy beis tzarecha. Klei yecho nefesh was just a mashal, maybe perhaps a not such a great mashal, it's a slip. A slip, a sugar delishna here, but it's a mashal of something that the loiva needs. So it's klei yecho nefesh, something that he needs, his oicho nefesh he needs. So then you have a chiv to give it back to him b'shas malacha. But if bishar dvarim that as he doesn't need, then you won't have to give it back. You can hold on to it till this payment. But be'etzem, we're not talking about klei yecho nefesh. We're talking about any mashkin that the malva himself helps himself to, which he's now allowed to. He's even Nissa Deraisa, we be paskin. The malva is never allowed to be mamashkin, not inside, not outside. He needs a shliach bezin. He did it himself. He was over the lav. Still, he was over the lav, but he's allowed to hold on to it, and he has a chiv to return it. The chiv, the chiddush akra of Hashavas of it is applicable even when the malva is over Nissa, and he has a chiv to give it back for shas malacha. And if the guy doesn't need it, and there's never shas malacha for the loiva, then he doesn't have to give it back. He'll hold on to it till he gets paid.
Aren't we making a distinction in the number of previous sefim between klei yecho nefesh and other things? And here we're just eradicating that distinction?
We're saying legabi hashavas ha'ovid, there is no distinction. What the Ramah and the Mechab is trying to say, according to the Sma, is just like on a regular mashkin, if a shliach bezin takes a regular mashkin outside, he did nothing wrong, lechatchili was allowed to do it, there's still a chiv chazara of hashavas ha'ovid, hu adin if the malva helped himself, so he was over one lav called lei savoy, and hu adin if he helped himself even to klei yecho nefesh, or he's over even a second lav, still there's a chiv hashava of Hashavas Ovid, like every other normal mashkin would have. Even a mutadika mashkin has a chiyuv Hashavas Ovid. So to these mashkinim, these isurim that he was over, still he's still subject to the chiyuv of Hashavas Ovid.
What's the difference between the two?
I could have said that maybe on these lavim was never chal the din of Hashavas Ovid. Maybe either A, you'd have to give it back immediately right away, because Koma Domer Rachmano Loisavid Yovid Loi Mahanin, you got to give it back immediately, like we discussed, which is the Shitas Rambam, and the Goyim want to say it was even the Mechabin Siv Ches, not like the Mechabin Siv Vav, he wants to make a serious Mechaba, good, or you could have said maybe the other way around, so you keep it forever. There's no chiv hashavas of it. But b'kitzah, what the Mechaber Rama are trying to tell you now is that the chiv hashavas of it, that chiv is applicable no matter what, no matter how you got to the mashkin, beheta or beissa, you still have the chiv hashavas of
it. Once you give it back, you can't take it again because you go over the issurim again.
No, once you give it back, you could take it again. Why? Because once you took it the first time, whether kidin or shalai kidin, you already have a kinyan in it, so now it's yours. So now when I'm taking it back, I'm not taking the loiv's chayfetz, I'm taking back my chayfetz, the chayfetz that I already have a kinyan mashkin in. I just gave it back to him that he could use. I was a lechati at tzedakah, I was mekayim mitzvah tzedakah, but it's my mashkin already, I have a kinyan in it.
If you say yod lo mahani, then you wouldn't have a kinyan in it.
Oh, if I would have said yod lo mahani, but we don't go like that, right? We hold that even Pashas, we go like that, like the Rishonim, Ramban, Rashba, many Rishonim that avada the chiv hashavas ovid, the mitzvah was on all mashkins, like the Mechaber Rama was trying to tell you now. So Mamela, you never have the din yovid loy mahani, because here's a gilui hakra that is mahani, that you only have to give it back b'shas malacha. That's good for what the Mechaber is trying to tell you. And that's the chayah, even though the Rama had maybe a poor choice of words, if we could say chulila like this, such a thing on Ramah, maybe trying to be kailal, even kleyach nefesh, but certainly we're going back even without kleyach nefesh, we just mean b'shas malach. That's how the sma touches up. And it's mukhak like that. Even the goyin l'chakili didn't want to learn like that, but at the end of Sivkot Chaf Hei, he proves it, because the Maccabi says, Elon ken hamamashkin gizbe hegdish or gizbe ranim. What do you see by a gizbe hegdish gizbe ranim? What we see by a gizbe hegdish gizbe ranim is that they don't have a chiv hashava. They are not in the parish of hashavas of it. And we'll see in the smart why. Well, it doesn't say. But yeah, there's no parish of hashavas of it for a gizbe hegdish or gizbe tzedak. We're going to see. Well, but I'm just there's no parish of hashavas of it. So Mamela Zakta Goyin is like Bishloim, if we're talking about stam, the basic fundamental Chiv Hashavas Ovid. So then we find in Shas a chilik between a stam malva and a malva of a gizbe hegdish or a gizbe tzedakah. But if you're telling me that the chiv here to give back would have been the Rambam Shita, and that is that komanam rakman lo zavid yavid lo imahani, and if you took a kleyach nefesh or you did a be'issa, you went inside, you did it by yourself, you weren't supposed to, and it's lo imahani, and you got to give it back miyad right away. You can't even hold it on to Shas Malka, you got to give it back miyad. So why is a gizbe hegdish better? If he did a be'issa, he has the same yavid loy mahani, and he would have to give it back right away. We never found anywhere a chilik between a gizba and a stam person b'negeh to the other lavim. We only found a chilik b'negeh to the chiv hashava, hashavas ovid. So akokoch, we're talking about the chiv, the fundamental chiv hashavas ovid. I mean, without it, avada yavid loy mahani. But good. But now that I have a pasuk, I have a right to hold on to the mashkin, even though I took it shalai kedin. I have a right to hold on till I give it back. Till the Shas Malacha, and the Gizba Hegdish, or Gizba Anim, is Nismayit from the Chiv Hashava altogether, and Mela, they'll let her hold on to it forever, whatever, till the Shas Parayin. That's the Chayr with the Goyin Shpaz, even though he started off not saying like that. This is Prat in the Mechaber Rama, even though, like I said, it's not great wording, but that Lechayr is Prat. All right, let's go. What's Gizber? Why is a Gizber different? Look in this massive cotton chav. This ma says, Gizba Hegdish, that Gizber. A filu b'shas malacha in tzarech lagza. A gizba doesn't have to give him back even b'shas malacha, because there is no din of hashavas ha'ovet said by a gizba. V'hainu, im higdish manu lebedek habayis ulayinim. What is the case? The very important rabbi say, the case is that a guy decided to give a nedava to the beis hamigdish, to bedek habayis, or he pledged a nedava to tzedakah to aniyim. And what happened? He didn't come through with his pledge. He didn't pay it yet. So what happened? Mishkanaya Gizba, and the Gizba decided to take a a mashkin, a security against that pledge. The gamhan and state over here that he's not mechiv to give back. He doesn't have a chiv hashavas habit. Why? The gamha aniyim mishuchan gavaya kazachu, because even aniyim is like they're getting mishuchan gavaya. And what's that help? V'leishayik b'hu mashenema b'hashavas habit. The pasuk that teaches us hashavas habit says v'leiti yatzadaka. V'leiti yatzadaka is going to have a mitzvah tzedaka by sharing or returning the mashkin that he already made a kinyan. He is rightfully his. The ma'ovah had a right to it. He made a kinyan in it. And he's giving it back. Nevertheless, he has a inyan of tzedakah. V'lo yisi yetzedakah. But shalagabi gevaya, but lagabi gevaya gives behegdish or gives banim, lo shayich lo yisi yetzedakah. We don't need this particular. Right? Lo yisi yetzedakah when he gives it back. Shekala tzedakah shalayhi. All the tzedakah is the reina shalalam. So therefore, the Chazal have a drush over here to the Mimayit that for a giz behegdish, for the reina shalalam, doesn't pass the parsha of lo yisi yetzedakah. Shekala tzedakah shalayhi. So it doesn't pass this parsha. Memela, he doesn't. The Rebbeinu Tzom Kevayachol doesn't have a chiv hashavis ha'ovit. So if he doesn't, it means a gizba hegdish that represents the Rebbeinu Tzolam, or a gizba anim with Mishukan Gavai Kazak, which also represents the Rebbeinu Tzolam, they don't have the parasha of hashavis ha'ovit. It's a gzeris ha'kosav, which we learn now from Loisi Yitzadakah. Okay, but what we see here is that everybody has a chiv hashavas ha'ovit except for a gizba hegdish or a gizba anim. So if a person is a gabay tzedakah and he has a pledge, lamaisa, and he has a pledge, or someone who may be extended to a gamach, if they're lending out money only to anim, if it's set up like that, and this money belongs for the tzarech anim, and he's a gabay, he has a right to take a mashkin, major heta. He has a right to take a mashkin because he's being a mashkin, what? Against the money of tzedakah, or gamach. If you have an apotropis and a gamach, and he's lending out only to anim, and it's miyuchah to anim deka money, it's doka deka money, so if a guy is late on payment to the gamach, the bala gamach has a right, with lechayri coming out from here, the bala gamach would have a right to take a mashkin, and he's not... good, you're right, 100%, I'm saying wrong. Now he has a right to take a... He doesn't have a chiv chazar. If he takes the mashkin, I stand correct, if he takes the mashkin, he will not have a chiv hashavas av, he doesn't have a chiv chazar to give it back b'shas malacha, because for him, doesn't have the pash of hashavas av. It's mishukun gavay kazachu, v'lo yisi tzedakah, doesn't pass by the Rebbeinu Shalalam, and mamel, everything's good. Okay, that's...
What is v'lo tzedakah got to do with the need to return it?
Because that's what the pasuk
in
the
needs it.
The Torah said that when you have a chiv hashavas ha'avid, the Torah says why v'lo yisi yetzedakah. So the Gemara that you see that the inyan, the fundamental inyan of giving back somebody's mashkin b'shas malacha is a tzedakah dike inyan, and the Rebbeinu Shalom shekala tzedakah shalai doesn't need this, and mameila he doesn't have a chiv hashavas ha'avid. The loiva still needs it, right? The loiva still needs it. That's right. But there's no chiv on such a malva. The Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't have such a chiv because the whole chiv is predicated on the fact that lo yisi yetzedakah, and the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't have that chiv.
Why should that enter
into? That's the Chazal's drosha. Milano Gadol Michazal makes such a drosha, the teaching of the Pasha, and Mamela, that's the drosha, that they don't have a Chivishav Isavit. I just want to take apart here, a problem here. I don't want to spend too much time on it, because it's really not our sugya. But the story was, the example that the Sma gave for this is, somebody pledged money to Bedek Abayis, or pledged money to Tzedaka, and on this, the Sma says, comes along this Mitakra and says that a Gizba doesn't have a Chiv HaShavas Ovid. The Pella is that what would be if he wouldn't be a Gizba Hegdesh? If it would be a regular Malva? Let's say somebody pledged, so to speak, Reuven pledged money to Shimon. It's not Tzedaka, it's not Bedek Abayis. He pledged money to Shimon. It was a pledge. It was not a Halva, it was a pledge. So then, when Shimon goes along and takes it, there will be a chiv hashavas of it, and that's why you need a mita krob by gizba. Frekt many achreinim, what's going on? In such a case, there is no issa in the first place. And if there's no issa, what? Then there's no hashavas of it. The issa of going into somebody's house, of taking his mashkin, was said to loisasha bereka, it's only when you have a halva, and lebeisa yata nichnas, or lebeisa shal areif, and if it's going to be schar etu chaveiro, everything is said later on in Sif Yudalit. If it's schar beisa, schar bemta, schar keilov, muta la mashkinoi, velikonis lebeisa la mashkinoi. And so, u, bechein lebeisa areif, you're allowed to come in, you're only now allowed to go into a base shel loiva. But if he's not a loiva, you're allowed to go into his house to take a mashkin.
What about by chen v'ni?
Hakofes kanos, again, if it's not loiva, then you're allowed to go in. We discussed it.
If he makes it like a remember we said if...
If he's zokven olav b'milva, if it's zokven olav b'milva, then we have a problem. That's correct. But if it's not, one second, you're right. Hold on one second. But if it's, yeah, I hear what you're saying. But let me just finish the kasha. But if it's not zokven olav b'milva, if it's anything but alva, it's mutter to take. And who adin if it's mutter to take? It's mavu in the tour. Who adin is no chiv hashava. The tour says it later on. So fekta achreinim bechagana that a guy made a pledge, then. Even a stam person is mutter to take, and if it's mutter to take, he doesn't have chiv hashava. So why do we need a gzeris hakosif to say that a gizbo shel ekdesh or a gizbo shel anim is different? Who cares? Even without his din of a gizbo, he's allowed to take it, and he has no chiv hashava because it wasn't ta'ova. Right. So a guy made a pledge. But I never borrowed money. I made a pledge. If it's not a halva, then it's not subject to this pasha.
If somebody would be a loiva from a Satra Gemach, then the halacha would still be correct, right? It's just that the
correct, but I'm saying, so what is the sma? I have no problem why Chazal made the drasha, why we need the drasha. I have a problem that the sma says the drasha is for an example, someone who's hikdash mana lebeda gavais laniyim, that lechayri doesn't work. So Zok. Sorry? The guy said, I'll just give you something's deeper. Nothing. But if let's say it's Mitzchayev Bikinin, to give, so then it's Chal. But it's still not Ahava. So you're still allowed to take it, and you have no Chiyav HaShava. So then Lechayer, this is the case. He pledged Mana Betek Vais, which is Chal, but what's going on? Why do you need a Mita Krav? That is no Chiyav HaShava. It's not Ahava. If it's not Ahava, what's the problem?
As a fact, it be considered like an Ahava in the sense that when you make a pledge, there's an obligation which now you haven't fulfilled. And
I could give you many obligations that you haven't fulfilled. You hired a worker and you never paid him. You never fulfilled the obligation. No problem. You're allowed to take a mashkin from the guy. You rented a house. You didn't pay. You have an obligation. You didn't fulfill. No problem. I'm allowed to take your mashkin. V'chein again, it's not an every obligation. It's only when it comes from avah. We're going to learn miyat Hashem later in Sefiu Dalet. It's only by avah. So if this doesn't come from avah, so what's the problem? There's no chiyav hashava. So the Minchas Pitim says that he holds that the case is talking about a different case. He says the case is talking about where the gizbor lent money that belonged to Bedek Abayis. He lent out the money. He lent it to Shimon, and now he has a right to take a mashkin in Shimon. The problem is that a gizbo is not allowed, one second, is that the gizbo is not allowed to rent out Hegdish's money. He has no right to do that. Teretz is talking about, the Gemara makes in the Kimto, that somebody pledged Avonim Hamusiris Labinyin, that's not Chalarin Hashem Hegdish to have Mila and these things, but still belongs to Hegdish, and that money, the gizbo has a right to lend out, and on that state in the Pasuk, you don't have a Hashavas of it on such a bashkin. That's the kimto that Minchas Pitim makes. We're talking about avonim hamesurus lehegdish, and memela, that's not a problem. And memela, Zakta Minchas Pitim, I'll prove to you that it has to be such a case, because he says, like your kasha, he says, if we're talking about real hegdish, and the gizba lent out the money, real hegdish, then you're going to have another problem. Then you have a mila issue. What happened to mila? You'll have other problems going on here. Right? If a guy... Not only that, I'll say further. If the Hegdish takes the Mashkin, let's say he lent out even stam money. Let's say somehow you commercialize he lent out to the guy. And now the Hegdish takes the Mashkin against it. And now there's a Kinyan, Hegdish has a Kinyan in that Mashkin, just like a regular Mava would have a Kinyan in that Mashkin. If a regular Mava gives it back, it's considered tzedakah. He's giving up of his own money. If the Hegdish, the Gizba, would like to give it back, or there's a Chiva Shavis of it on the Gizba to give it back, he'd be giving back something that Hegdish already has a Kinyan in. So if the Loiva will now use a Bishas Malacha, the Loiva would be Oiva Mi'ila. So Zokta Minchas Pitim, you don't need a Chiddush HaKra to tell me that he has no Chiv to give back such a Mashkin. Of course he has no Chiv, because it would be Mila. The life is now allowed to use such a Mashkin. El HaKochak, must be talking about this interesting case, Avonim HaMusiris Labinyin, that there's no Mila in, and doesn't have a Chalois Hegdish on it, Memela the Gizba has a right to lend it out. A major akimta that Minchas Pitim makes because of his Kasha. Many By the way, Rabbi said many achronim yes as kash and they bleib shre. But this is the akimta the Minchas Pitim makes. The problem is, it's very nice akimta, but the problem is that this halacha of the Ramah that Hua didn't by Gizbar Aniyim, this is coming from the Sefer Trumas. And if you look in the Sefer Trumas, Sefer Trumas says, what's the case? Exactly like the Sma. Someone was Magdish Mana Lebedek Abayis Oila Niyim, and of them stated, the Gizbar doesn't have to give it back. So his time is not on the Sma, his time is on the Sefer Trumas. So good, so you have a Kashan on the Sefer Trumas. What is Sefer Trumas talking about? Of course, you don't have a Chiva Shavas Ova, because it's not Machmas Ova. Okay, it's a good Kasha, but it's not on the Sma. The Kasha is now on the Sefer Trumas. But the last Breyer, you have to say what Doylem was trying to say before, is that it was talking about a case of Zakvin Alav Bemilva. He pledged Taka money, and as the pledge alone, you wouldn't have a Chiv to give it back. You're right, because it's only a pledge, it's not a Machmas Tahava, but he was Zakvin Alav Bemilva. He, let's say, pledged three times, and now he made a Chejmin, he tallied it up. Oh, he schnodded geld for that Aliyah and for this Aliyah, and now he made the, now he schnodded $300 worth of money, Memela, the Zakvin Alav Bemilva. Now there would be, if it would have been a regular Mava, there would be a Chiyav HaShava of them Shaitin the Pasek, that for a Hegdish or for Aniyim, there is no Chiyav HaShava. All right.
You still would have a problem with the other kasha, Mila.
You still have a kasha of Mila. Yes, it means if you have a kinyan mashkin in it, right, what do you do with the Mila? Correct. That they want to say, other terutzim nachrenim, Maimina Masil wants to say that to the extent the Torah was mechayiv to give back the, if the Torah would have been mechayiv to give back the ovet, b'shas t'shas malacha, then that's mafkiyah to the Mila. Because the Torah is saying that you Hegdish have to give it back during the times that the Leiva needs. It means that's the kilu, there's like a shutfas in this chayfitz, the Leiva deserves it b'shas malacha, and the Malva has a right that they can mashkin in it and keep it shalai b'shas malacha, but to the extent that you have a chiv to give back b'shas malacha, so the leiv is sort of b'didei, he's being mishtamish, because he has that right for b'shas malacha. It's a chiddush. Sorry?
The person has money, do I have to return it?
No, you only have to give it to a nani. We're talking about to a nani.
By gizbir, by hegdish is one thing, but by aniyim, why is he gar from different to avaniyim?
I mean, why is the gizbir ani? What, if he has mois anim, why is the gizbar now being mamashkin this leiva who's an ani? Oh, yeah. Let him have it too, if he's giving a tzedak for anim. Elamai, it was miyuchet for other anim. Oh, yeah, so then maybe he had... Or maybe there are other anim who need it more. Maybe there are other anim who need it more, or maybe this ani already had his chance. He's been had this money for already a year, now it's time to pay. Now let another ani have a chance to benefit from this money.
The whole thing is
and that's up to I hear, the kasha here.
Obviously, is not being the chayav
of
the current, right?
Right, I mean, the money.
He's losing it for the time being.
Right, it's only halva, lechayav. He's going to have to give it back. All right, I hear the kasha. All right, let's learn a ksais. Sifkat and Dalad. So here's talking about a case where Ramah says a yisoid. Even though you're over the lav, mikomakom hashaasa asa v'intzarek lagzal la'achi yishalom loy. Even though you're over the lav, but you only have a chiv to give it back b'shas malach, and if a guy never needs it, you don't have to give it back till he pays up. Now, be'etzim, let's understand that. I mean, be'etzim, really, kom adam rakman lo zavidi avad loy ma'ani, you should have to give it back immediately. What you did shouldn't have worked. But Zakta Gemara and Tamur, there was a chiddush akra that you have to give it back b'shas malacha, is the charai that shaloi b'shas malacha, your kinyan did work. Otherwise, we have to give it back miyat. No, vice toys, your kinyan does work, it just, you got to give it back b'shas malacha. But until shas malacha, you have a right to hold on to it. So, frek the ksais like this. Look at the ksais. He brings out the Gemara in Tamura, Parak L'Rav, Adama Komanda, Omer Akman L'Lisav, Adiyavid L'Mahani, Varei Mashkin, what do you mean? Over there you could hold on to it. And I'm the Gemara, Mishani, Shani Asam, Dixiv, Hashiv, Tashiv, that you have to give it back only B'shas Malach, Vazezu, Tashiv, Tashiv, Konami, Abeger Amono, Ukla Yechul Nefesh. It touches up not only the regular Din Mashkin, it touches up even when you did a Be'issa of going to the house, even the other Isure Mashkin of Beger Amono, Ukla Yechul Nefesh, you only have to give it back B'shas Malach. Malacha commercial cause of sma, but lechem behu nami yamin in the yavid mani. A befrektik says, if that's how we know that the yavid is mahani, because I see you only have to give it back b'shas malacha. Yeah, because the pasha has a chiv hashavas ovid to an ani. So kum dais frektik says ela ba'asha for an asha kiven dolel likes if hashiv tashiv an asha you never have a chiv hashavas ovid. So I don't have this pasuk qualifying what my lav is, Because for an Asha, I never had the Chiv Hashavas Ovid for Bishas Malacha. So Neymar, go back to the drawing board and say that for an Asha, Yavid Loimahani. Say like this. I'm now let her do what I did. For an ani, there's a gilei akra that I only give it back b'shas malak. If I say it's two shas malak, I have a right to keep it. But by an usher, you never had that gilei akra. Because an usher, you never had a chiv shavas ovid. So should go back to the klali, yavid loy mahani. So I should be stuck. For an usher, should be gora. An usher, I should have to give back right away. The Rama says, for somebody who doesn't need it, I have a right to hold on to it till the end. If the guy doesn't need it, I don't have this chiva. Let's say Osher doesn't. I never have a chiva shavat. It should be back to the drawing board. You have it like money. I should have to give it back right away. So emphatic tzois after a long ariches, but look at the second to the last line. Zaktik tzois v'nira. The cave, it's only one lav. So the cave into kvar ripsa hatayra beloved the loisavi al beisai. The ovid mahani v'koinu la mashkin gabiyani deksiv hashiv tashiv. So it's qualifying that this lav is different than any other lav in the Torah. This lav yavid is mani and came a mele gam gabi asher. Even for an asher, I don't have the chiva asher tasher, but still a gili on the lav that it's koina mashkin v'yavid mani, and it makes a lot of sense. It's pashut. It's one lav. That lav is it? That lav yavid mani, yavid le mani. Once you have a gili krof for an ani, that you could hold on to it. So it's till you give it back, two shots malachas. So it's a gili akra that this lav yavid mahani. Oh, so the gili akra. So even by an usher doesn't have a chiv hashavas ovid, you still have this gili akra. And Be'etzem Rabbi Yisai, this teret you're going to have to say for many things, because you have to say it really for the Ramah as well. The Ramah says if you're talking about an item that the loiva doesn't need, you're allowed to hold it till the end. Now he's talking about an oni, but he's talking about a lav that the loiva, it's an item that the loiva doesn't need. Let's see, he has five rechaim, five kalim. He doesn't need this. He has five mattresses. He doesn't need this mattress. So if he doesn't need this mattress, I don't have a chiva shava. I don't have a chiva shava, so it should be yavid lo mahani. Why do I have to hold on to it to end? I should have to give it back right away. It's his vite. It's a gile akra that this lav is different. I'll give you another mashal. Rather, what I just told you is a tumim. The tumim Sivkot and Zayin says that by shar dvarim shein tzarach l'loiva, like aichol nefesh, these things and a chanami, you're gonna have to say the same teretz d'ksayis. It's a gilei akra. Who are doing? Let's say for gizber hegdish v'aniim. A gizber hegdish v'aniim, we have a chiddush akra that there's no chiv hashava, right? As we just said, because loyti yitzlag, it doesn't pass by the bainu shulelam. So then, it should come out by a gizber hegdish v'aniim, he should have to give it back right away. Because he doesn't have the gilei akra, and lavaita the same thing. Because the lav is the same lav, and we now know that this lav is a type of a lav. Yavid mani, it's different than all other lavim in the Torah. I say like the tumim as well in Sifkot and Yud Beis. I'll give you another. There's a couple of rice here. One second, there's supposed to be one more. All right, but on this grad, on this kasha, once we hear on this kasha about gizba hegdish and gizba aniim, the Minchas Chinuch is the kasha, and he gives an interesante teretz, a different teretz than the tumah. He doesn't say the teretz of teretz, that's a gilei akra, that this lav is different. He says, the klalu kol ha-teretz kula, big chiddush, yavid lo mahani. Why is he yavid lo mahani? So, I would have said, the teretz says you can't do it, means you can't. It can't be done. It doesn't work to be done. No. He brings down from the Ponim Iris that it's a knas of the Torah. You did something wrong, we're not going to let you be a chayte niska, and it's as if you didn't do it. You think you did it, yavid le'mahani. You now let her do it, if you now let her do it, we're not going to let it work. So it's a knas of the Torah. Mele zakta minchas chinuch, it's a shtickle time of the crowd, but zakta minchas chinuch, so bishleim if you're the malv and you did something wrong, so katayna, okay, yavid le'mahani. Teshtet in the chiddush akar, no, this love is different. But if you're a gizbe hegdish, who did something wrong? The Mishnah did something wrong. Chulila v'chas. It's the Gizbet did something wrong. Gizbet did something wrong on Hegdish's money. He shouldn't have done it. So therefore, because the Gizbet did something wrong, therefore we should penalize Hegdish. We should say, Hegdish, therefore you get a kenas and you got to give back the mashkin. The Gizbet of the Aniim. Whose money it belongs to the Aniim? Because the Gizbet of the Aniim was shuldig and he did something wrong, so therefore we should kenas all the Aniim that it belongs to, that they're going to have to give it back right away. He says, the whole svara, the Ovid Loimani, doesn't pass by a Gizbet Hegdish Gizbet Aniim because you're penalizing the wrong guy. The person you're penalizing is Hegdish Aniim, the person who did the Aver is the Gizbet. So maybe it doesn't pass the whole svara. And Meila, on the Gizbet Hegdish Aniim, we would never have said the that's why the Gizba Anim is allowed to hold on to the Mashkin. It's a different teretz than the Tumim.
How is it penalizing? He has and he shouldn't have.
So you're learning like I'm learning, right? But he's learning the panim here is that it's a knas shekonsa atoyer. It's not a knas, and we wouldn't penalize a guy who did something wrong. But this guy who didn't do something wrong, it's a hegdish who you're penalizing as a gizmo who did something wrong. All right, it's interesting to cheshbon. Sorry. The same exact thing. If a shlich bezin did something that he wasn't supposed to, first of all, Kipshuta, we're talking about a shlich bezin who did something that he was supposed to. We're talking about we did it a regular mashkin. But if you're telling me that the most talking about even klayok hanefesh and he did something wrong, then who adin in a chanami? The shlich bezin did something wrong, but he'll still have a chiv hashavas of it. The malva still has a chiv hashavas of it, and that's really a goin. If you look at the goin, it's of kong chav ches. Why did the most say k'may shlich bezin? Zog the goin ba'al ha'iris techem b'shlich bezin. Ain't tzarich to be maxi ella b'shas malacha. Do like Moshe saw some b'shulchan aruch sivches, because the going touch up the machab over there in sivches says that by klei konefesh went like the Rambam that if you over the love klei konefesh, it's not nitik la'asei of hashavas oved. It's not subject. There is no gilui akra on that love, and you have a chiv chazara immediately because he oved loy mani. No, dosh teit in this machab ramon not like that. That it does work, and even for shliak bezin who did the avera, it works, and you have a right to keep it. Same halacha. All right, Rabbi. So let's move on to Sif Yud Gimel, another halacha.
How
did the Minchas Chinuch
answer
Asher? He asked by a gizmo and hegnet. I don't know what will he do by Asher, and what will he do by Shadvarm that the leiva doesn't need. I don't know. All right, Sif Yud Gimel. We've been quoting this halacha numerous times, and finally we have it now. What?
If you always say Le Mahani, by Gizmo is not child, but once you say the Kali of Le Mahani, then it's Mahani.
No, he's trying to answer up this kashi. He's saying that if the Gizbe Hekdesh doesn't have a Chiv Hashava, so you don't see the Gile Akra of Hashava's Ovid by a Gizbe taking a Mashkin, so Bezai, then it should be Yovid Le Mahani, you should have to give it back right away. So Mimel Zakhtel doesn't pass Yovid Le Mahani because we don't penalize the Gizbe. We don't penalize the Hekdesh on behalf of the Gizmo's Meisim.
From
Asher, from other things. Yeah. That's his kasha. So what did the Minchas Chinuch do with all the other kashas? The Ksais, I don't know. But Adashtay. All right, let's do Sif Yud Gimel. We've been quoting this halakha numerous times. Here it is. If the malva willingly, voluntarily, gave over the mashkin to the malva or to the shliach bezdin, even if it's kelim she'oisim ben oichol nefesh, moto lekachtam, you're allowed to take them. Contrary to the Shitas HaRambam, the Rambam holds that even if it was done midaita, even b'shas avor, you're never allowed to take klei oichol nefesh. Rubim Kakulam of the Rishonim argue with the Rambam, and the Mechaba Paskins are not like the Rambam. We should really frame this Mechaba, because it's one of the only Mechabas in Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat that the Mechaba Paskins are not like the Rambam. In fact, I would say it's not one of the only, it's mamish, you can count them less mamish on one hand. And even in other places, when he does argue with the Rambam, he always, Kimundumani, brings down the Rambam and argues. He'll say, the Rambam goes like this, but all the Rishonim go like that. And here he goes against the Rambam without even bringing down the Rambam. A chiddush din. And Kiyudua, the reason why the Mechaba always goes like the Rambam, Agav, I'll tell it to you, is that even though in Arachayim, Yeridei, and Avenez, it's not true, the Rambam plays a major role, but not the only role. He goes 2 out of 3, his formula, Rif, Rosh, and Rambam. In Choshen Mishpat, the Beis Yosef writes many times, Kvar Kibalnu Shitas HaRambam in Inyoni Momin. That's it. We will Mechabal Hishita. And that's why Kemat, the entire Choshen Mishpat, is Mila Bemila the Rambam. Mechaba? Kemat all mechabers, kemat all are straight from the Rambam. Sometimes he'll chap on the Lashon HaTorah, but the halach is straight from a Rambam. And here he's going against the Rambam Shita. Chiddush mechaber. Frame this mechaber. Sorry?
Why is this different than ribbis?
Because why ribbis is a pasuk lehede that says the loiv is now let her do it, and over here there is no pasuk.
There is a pasuk. Don't have hole in it.
That's on the mouth and not by the loiv, and the loiv is allowed to do it. That's why it's different ribs. Ribs is a mufush pasuk that on the loiva, and over here there's no pasuk. Adrabba. Not only that, let's even touch the pasuk. The pasuk says lo yachboil. Chavala means bal karchai. This is not bal karchai. He's doing it medaita. It's going to be fine.
Ram Shita, is he still not allowed to do it?
Ram Hosi now let her do it.
So what's the pshat in the Rambam?
Why? Because the Rambam understood that it's kailal everything. Good. But the Rishonim, where we go like, Rishonim argue, and the Rishonim say, it's only talking about Shaloi B'Shasava, like the Pasha talking about Shaloi B'Shasava. All the Rishonim argue with the Rambam, and they say it's only talking, their love is only Shaloi B'Shasava, but B'Shasava, it's done voluntarily, it's Mutta. Now, if you look in the Rishonim, when they argue with the Rambam, they argue with the Rambam only B'Shasava. They say, B'Shasava, you're allowed to do it. Comes along the Beit Kabbayis, Rav Guvrei, the Beit Kabbayis, and he says, if you're already arguing with the Rambam B'Shas Havah, then you could already argue with the Rambam that even Shaloi B'Shas Havah, if the Leivit gives it to you voluntarily, it's also going to be Mutah. Chiddush of the Beis Yosef. I hear the Svara. To the extent that we hold that when you give it voluntarily, it's fine, then you can give voluntarily even Shaloi B'Shas Havah. And for some reason, all the Rishonim, when they argue with the Rambam, only mention Shas Havah. It's a Beis Yosef over here in the Beit Kabbayis, and it's also a Bach in the end of Sif Yud Zayin. He also says, and he even says, and as is mash, he says, "Kumosha pasak amachaba," something like that. Kosav amachaba, and that is the lashon machab. In midaitzei masal amalva, mutu lakachtem. Doesn't say b'shasava. Stam. If it's midaitzei, it's irrelevant. Shasava, shaloi b'shasava. You're always allowed to take it if he's willing to give it to loylam tikach. Take it if he's giving it to you. It's not a problem. All right. Now, truth be told, Rishonim, there are many Rishonim and Mavua like the Beis Yosef, that it's even what the Shaloi B'Shasava. Just when they argue with the Rambam, they only mention Shasava. But I'll share with the Olam, remind the Olam, there was a kasha we had from Machresha, the Rishonim yes a kasha from Machresha, and Mishnah says that Machresha, you give it back b'yoyim. In fact, Rishonim, Machresha is Kleiach HaNefesh, you have no right to take it in the first case. So what case is the Mishnah talking about? And we have Fishina the Terutzim. Machresh is not Kleiach HaNefesh like the Wipaskin, maybe like Taisis, and we had other Terutzim, but if you recall, the Bala Ma'or, and many Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Milenio, the Sefer HaShlomo, they all said that the Mishnah is talking about where the Leiva voluntarily, it's Umar Shalai B'Shasava, but nevertheless, it's talking about where the Leiva voluntarily gave the Malva the claim Machresh, and of them, Shtei Techiv HaShavas Ovid, that you have to give it back B'Yoyim B'Shas Malacha. Really, it is Kleiach HaNefesh, not like Taisis. Machresh is really Kleiach HaNefesh, but you want to know what the Kimt is. The Kimt is, he's giving it willingly. I think Shlomi was Mechavin then to that Teretz Rishonim. He's giving it willingly. Memel, it's fine. But you see from all the Rishonim, who give this teretz, that even Shaloi B'Shasava, okay, that's what we're talking about, Shaloi B'Shasava, if you give it willingly, you have a right to take it. Just, you have a chiv ha-shavas of it, you have to give it back, but you have a right to take it. It's mefurish in the Rishonim, yes, like the Beit Kabbayis. And even the Ravid, in the Kosov of Shom, he has a sefer on the Baal HaMaor, and he argued with the Baal HaMaor, at least over there, and he says, what do you mean? How can you make such an akimt in the Mishnah if he's going to take it willingly? Naniach, I'm voided to you that if he gives it willingly, you have a right to take it. But then why should you have a chiv ha-shavas of it? If he gives it to you willingly, maybe you shouldn't have a chiv ha-shavas of it. And maybe later on we'll discuss that, if you have a chiv ha-shavas of it, if you give it willingly. But at least even the Ravid who argues with the Baal HaMaor is voided to the Baal HaMaor in this prat that Shaloi B'Shasava, if it's given to you, you have a right to take it.
Why didn't it have to be
Shalom B'Shasavah
there? For that
terrorist,
you couldn't say it was given
B'Shasavah? No, because B'Shasavah, you never have a Chiv HaShavah Zavit. That's a different halakha. There's never Chiv HaShavah Zavit on Shasavah. It's only Shalom B'Shasavah. We were going to learn, believe that in a later sif.
The Machlekes
Rishonim
is only if you took it Shalom B'Shasavah? The Rambam,
Machlekes
the Rambam?
No, Rambam over here, now let her take the Issa to take Kleiach HaNefesh is B'Shasavah, like the Rambam. And we argue. The chiv hashavis ha'ovit, the chiv to return, that chiv was only said shaloi b'shasava. That's a gemara, and we're going to see later on, a later sif. So, if the Mishnah says that yachiv hashavis ha'ovit, it has to be talking about shaloi b'shasava. And of them state, in fact, the Rishonim, what's the case? And the Rishonim say, it's the case is where I gave it willingly. So you see, even though you gave it willingly, shaloi b'shasava, you have a right to take it. And to Mefurisha Piskei Re'oz as well, the Piskei Re'oz in Perek Tes, Halacha Zayin, Ois Yutes, says, Adava Pashit, yes, if a guy gives it to you willingly, Avada, you have a right to take it. He says it for all the halachas, for Beged Almono, and for the din of entering the house. If he does it willingly, Avada, you have a right to take it. It's not a problem. And he says, like, Masa Masha Kosov Betor, and Dovish of a moment, Shatanai Kayim, Avad, it's not a problem, you have a right to take it. So it's that. Rabbi says, it's Mefurish Rishonim, and that's how we pass, and not like the Rambam, they have a right to take it, even Shaloi B'Shas Tavo. All right. Hu Adin, Sakta Paiskim, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, So hu adin, and I just told you sort of like the Piskei Rav says it as well, hu adin, not only legabi the issa of klei yechol nefesh, but the issa to enter the guy's house, hu adin, if the loiva tells the malva, come to my house and I'll give you a mashkin, the malva has a right to enter his house. If he says, come into my house. If he tells him, come into my house and I'll give you a mashkin, there is no issa loisave al beisai, because it was done willingly. The loivet instructed the malva to come into his house. So there is no issa. It's like masa machkasu pater, but davisha b'mamim, tonight come. It's not a problem. You have a right to come into the house.
I'm noted to that also. No,
we're going not like the Rambam. Not like the Rambam. Well, the way we paskin, hu adin by shadvam, by begad almano, and hu adin legabed iso leisavei beisai, if he was instructed to come into this house, he has a right to come in. As I talk to Shulchan Karav over here, Sif Yudzayin, Pashtis. No, even by begad almano, he goes on the Rambam. Right. Even willingly, right. But the Shulchan Aruch Rav and Sif Yudzayin, Aves Chesed over here, and Klal Zayin, Sif Katan Dalet, they both say this halacha, that hu adin legabe this halacha, it's also going to be mota. Just Aves Chesed is Maisev, a nice chav, and he says that if he told him to come into my house and I'll give you a mashkin, that gives you a right to get into his house. So you pass the doorway, but you have no right to take a mashkin. You can't choose the mashkin you want. Because you're going to choose the mashkin, then you're entering his house and taking a mashkin from him. You have to wait and sit there like a toddler and wait till he gives you the mashkin that he wants to give you. But you have no right to take your... Sorry?
But he can change his mind.
When he changed his mind, when?
Once he called you and it's and then he said, I don't want to give you, so he has no right to take.
Right, 100%. Yeah. Hey, have you both? No, once he... Well, I'm like, if he get, no, I entered the house willingly, and now if he tells me I'm not giving a mashkin, so the mother will walk out of the house. Oh, now he's not coming for the mashkin. Now he'll come to Shmuz about...
If he does take,
so he has his right to take. Now he took. What's the problem?
If he told him to come, I'll give you a mashkin. Then he changed his mind.
When did he change his mind? Before he took or after he took?
Before.
Oh, then Avadi's going to be over Nissa. 100%. And now he takes, Avadi's going to be over Nissa. If he changed his mind before. But Zakta Arvaz Kaze, if you have a right to get into the house, it doesn't give you a right to take any mashkin you want. But let's take it to the next step. If the loiva tells the malva, come into my house and help yourself and take any mashkin you want, then avada l'chayra, you have to help yourself and come in and take any mashkin you want. That would be fine, because that was done midas aloiva. It shouldn't be a problem. There is a aruch hashulchan over here, minyano, the aruch hashulchan wants a tiny chiddush in sifches. He says that if you were masne b'shas tahova, so now we're talking about B'shas Tavah, I made a masna. It could be masna pashas, it could be masna. I was masna B'shas Tavah that has a right to take a mashkin from me. And he could take, and I even told him he could take any mashkin he wants. Zok to Aruch HaShulchan, still he has no right to take Klei Yechol Nefesh. Why? Because that, and you have to say it, because that which he said he could take any mashkin he wants is sort of any mashkin that you're allowed to take, not including Klei Yechol Nefesh. You still wouldn't have a right to Chiddush. He's trying to make shalom between the Rambam and the other Rishonim. He wants to say the Rambam never said his Allah, if the guy gave him midaita, you have a right to take it. The Rambam is talking about such an interesting case that the loiva told the malva he could help himself. And on that, like the Rambam, but you can't take Klei Yechol Nefesh because the helping himself sort of didn't include even Klei Yechol Nefesh. And that the other Rishonim would also be midaita. He's trying to make a pshara here. And my man, it's a big Chiddush. But again, if you say lehedya that you could take even klei yechol nefesh lecharya should be mota. But even the Aruch HaShulchan attends v'tzarchin ledina, if the other rishonim would be moida b'chai gavna, that should be also. Lenisayim is a big chiddush. If the guy says you can help yourself take any mashkin you want, that means you can take any mashkin you want, including klei yechol nefesh. And he's trying to make up shar, but you see, all the rishonim learned the Rambam not like the Aruch HaShulchan.
If the guy doesn't tell you lehedya to take the klei yechol nefesh.
But I said anything. Anything means even.
Masna means I may say specifically this. That's like Stami, you can't take it.
All right. It's a chiddush. It's still a chiddush. Okay. Fine.
This oichel nefesh, I mean, let's say it takes a heater in the middle of the winter. I can't live there. So is that cold? You're not allowed to go in to take it, something like that?
That's like
baggage. Wait a minute, he needs it, but that doesn't make it Klei Yechol Nefesh.
I know, it's not Klei Yechol.
Right, and he gave it to me?
He went in the...
I went in Shalei Gadin. So he went in Shalei Gadin. Now, Malv was never allowed to help himself to a mashkin. He went in Shalei Gadin.
Yeah,
so he saw the Al Beis.
Certain things, even if he was allowed to go in, it took that.
So he's Kaina.
It's no problem.
Big problem. He was even in Nisa, just he has a Kenyan. and he only has to give it back. B'shas malacha.
What is it called? It's not called
the plea of chanafin. No, it's not called. He's over the lava l'savel base, and you only have to give it to give back when the person needs it. All right, let's go on to. There's another chiddush of the Sham Mishpat. It needs a little hagdom here, but there is a shitas rimigash that's mechadish for other things, for inyan moide b'miktsas, other things. But there's a shitas rimigash that is that a malvak, in order to be kinyan mashkin, you need a proper kinyan in a mashkin. And the Mela zokta rimigash that if a malva does a maisa meshicha on a mashkin, his meshicha won't work. That's not a proper kinyan to work on a mashkin. Why not? Everyone mutches, a bunch of achronim want to say pshat. Kipshuta, the reason is mashkin, meshicha works, something to be yours. But something just have a schus mashkin in it, but still belongs fundamentally to the loiva, that meshicha can't do, can't convey such a transfer, and mamela meshicha doesn't work. Maybe it does.
There's more than something else.
Oh, you're saying a different problem. Okay, fine.
So
mamela. Sazak to Rimagash, that if a guy takes a mashkin shaloi b'shas tahava, betim, he should never have a kinyan mashkin. The kinyan won't work. Bishlam, if he takes a b'shas tahava, so he gave money, and in exchange of that money, he gets a mashkin. So like kesef, it's a maisa kesef kinyan, and kesef is koina. So kesef is koina against the mashkin. But shaloi b'shas tahava, that all the kesef is already long spent. It was so the only thing you have is a ma'isa mashicha you do. It's a bad kinyan. If you can't be koinet, mamele, you don't have a kinyan in this mashkin. So once you have... So mamele, he says that l'chayr, that which b'alchayv is koinet mashkin, it's dafka l'chayr has to be b'shas avah. We know that a b'alchayv is koinet mashkin, even shaloi b'shas avah. Right, if bezin goes down, if a shlik bezin goes and takes the mashkin, b'alchayv avada, even shaloi b'shas avah, does state in the pasuk, l'chati it's dakas, you see b'alchayv is koinet mashkin. That's a gzeris ha-kosif, a maisiv bezdin, that it was a kinyan. Doesn't work with Meshicha, it works, it's a Gevayna de Beidin, it's a Maisa Bezid, and that's how it works. So that then comes along, I'll go even further. What happens if you help yourself to the Mashkin Shaloi Kedin, Shaloi Bishas Tava? Will you be Kaina? That's a Machlekes Achrayim had to touch up the Rimagash. Ksaisolds, no, it has to be Dafka Maisa Bezin, and others say that it's like a Maisa Bezin. You took it Ke'ena Maisa Bezin because you helped yourself, and that's how you were coined. You did a Balkocha and you did like a Maisa Bezin, you were coined. Or the Sham Mishpat here says, because it's a special Gzeir Sakosif, since you were over love, and of them Shaitan Yavid Mahani, because you only have to give it back, Bishas. Malacha. So you see that Iovid Mahani till the Shas Malacha. So it's again a Gzeris HaKos. Batsim, you shouldn't be Koina. But at the end of the day, Rabbi said, if it's not B'Shas Avor, and it's not done Aide Bezdin, and it's not done Be'Issa, you're left with voluntarily taking a Mashkin, Shaloi B'Shas Avor, there is no Gzeris HaKosif, and you don't have a Kenyan. You don't have a Kenyan Mashkin. So Mamela Zakta Shamish, but if you hold cup, if you have this Cheshbin, Zakta Shamish, and Sivkatan Beis, so it should come out that if the Loiva gave the Malva, Midaitoi, this Mashkin, Shaloi Bishas Tahava, that you were really never Koina anyway. So you had a right to take a Kleocha Nefesh, because, let me go like the Rishonim, he gave it willingly, there's no Issa. But now, all of a sudden, the Loiva starts to cry, 1 second, I gave up my Kleocha Nefesh, I want it back. Now, Zokta Shamish, but if the Malva doesn't give it back immediately, he's now Oiva Lav Deraisa of Layakbo Rechav Rechaim. He's Oiva Lav of taking Kleyachon Nefesh. Because he never had a Kinyan in the Mashkin. If he already got the Kinyan in the Mashkin, so he said 100 times, Avada, you could take it and give it back and take it again because it's already got a Kinyan, it's yours. But a Malva who takes something with the Loiva's permission is worse off. If he did it, Shaloi Kedin, Gzeris HaKosev, he's going now. But if he did it with the Loiva's permission, so there is no Gzeris HaKosev, he's end up without any Kinyan in this Mashkin. So because when the Loiva allows him, so it's a passive consent, he's allowing the Malva to hold on to it, fine, he's not doing anything. But the second the Loiva objects, now you got to give it back immediately because you're holding on to my Mashkin, my Oichel Nevesh, Shaloi Kedin, give it back. And if you don't, you're going to be over the lav of Kli Oichel Nevesh.
Why isn't that considered a Kenyan? Below, the Lova gave him the permission, and he did his Maisa Kenyan.
Why would
you
not consider
that
a kinyan?
What is the
ma'aseh
kinyan
anyway? What is it given?
There is no ma'aseh kinyan.
What is the
ma'aseh
kinyan given
b'chlal? A kinyan in the mashkin. What is its chus? It's a chus that Shemitah won't be mishamet. It's a chus that you're allowed to be goyver from the yisaimim metaltalin. That's it. You have a kinyan gviya in this chayfet. You have a right to hold on to the chayfet for a gviya. That's what mashkin is. So, sorry? So, what's going to happen is, yeah, correct. You're going to be over l'akvah, right? So it's going to, well, l'chayru, you're going to be over l'akvah without a kinyan. You do still a mice and a tila, but it's a catch 22. Because the second you're over the love, then you'll have the kinyan. Because that's exactly the cause of the Ovid Mahani. No, the netila that you just did now is a kinyan.
What happens if it's sitting in my house? No,
but if he, so if he starts to cry, I have to give it back right away. And if I don't, then I'm going to be over the love.
So
this is out.
So what I'm saying,
maybe I can say I want to hold on to it against my chayv. Maybe not. I hear maybe taki we have gzeila too. But you can be over layakur rechaim v'rechem.
Of course, if you took a benefit, it's the same thing.
So he wants to say the chiddush akra of yavid mahani here was only viyavad. If you did something b'isa, but if you did it beheti, he gave it to you voluntarily. I should add, Rabbi, say loytisham mitzvah lechayr kol shekain lechayra. If I took it willingly, consent, and then I gave it back b'shas melacha, so it's not even mine, I don't even have it by me, and now I would like to go ahead and take it back out of the loivis or shus, I have no right, because I never had the fundamental kinyan in it, and I'll have to get permission from the loiver again. Every time I want to take it back from the loiver, I would have to get the loiver's permission again, because I never had the kinyan in the mashkin in the first place.
Well, if doesn't give the loiver doesn't give it to you each time, so you can't take it.
And Akanami. No. But if I would have had a kinyan in it, if I would have had the kinyan in the mashkin, I'm allowed to go inside and take it back. I'm only coming to take this which belongs to me. It belongs to me. I already have a kinyan in it. I'm not going for anything else other than my mashkin that I already have a kinyan in. But since I don't have a kinyan in this, I'm now allowed to keep on taking it back because I don't have a kinyan in it.
What constitutes a
ma'aseh kinyan? A ma'aseh kinyan normally is any other kinyan that you have a kolat erikula, meshika, hagba. But that doesn't work for a mashkin.
What works for a mashkin?
It doesn't. Kesef.
Kesef. Only kesef.
Tavall. Maybe we could make chalipin. We'll figure it out. Maybe other things will work. Chalipin is shaila. But
anything shaloi b'shas alva doesn't have a kinyan.
Anything shaloi b'shas alva, which was done voluntarily of the loiva, will not have a kinyan. If it's done by kach of the loiva, that's a maisa bezdin, or that's the love of the Torah that Ovid Mahani. But if it's done willingly, it's much like this. If it's done willingly, Kum says, I don't have the kinyan memela, I have to give it back immediately. And he's blibes tzarechin ladina on this halacha.
If I lock the door on this cleat, it's in my house, and he wants it back.
I already made the kinyan, I didn't make a kinyan. Didn't make any kinyan?
So
if I lock the door and the chevet is in my house, so now it's in my rishus, so now it's in my chotza, so now I'll have a kinyan in it, so now look, I'll be over. Yeah?
That's what I'm saying, it's not worse. So never is worse.
But here I did it voluntarily. He gave it to me voluntarily. So Mamela, I never have the Maisa Kinyan.
How do you have it worse off? When you take it now, you're going to be Kinyan, you're going to have your Kinyan.
You're right. And now if I take it, I'll have my Kinyan, but now I'll be Oiva Nissa. No, I won't be worse, but now I'll be Oiva Nissa. The Shamishra, you're right. But Shamishra is saying, don't hold it back. Don't withhold it. You're now allowed to withhold it, because just because you had it the last year doesn't give you a right to continue to withhold it, because you never have a Kinyan in it. It's a blitz chiddish. Avad, if you went ahead and you withhold it anyway, Avad, you're not worse off. Avada, you now make a kinyan. But now you'll be over the lab. We're trying to avoid being over this lab. Sorry?
I put a lock on his door on the entire
person. On Yenna's door? So that we have over before and said, Vav, you're not over this.
Well, he's telling me, yeah.
Because I did a maisa netila, because I took it. I took it. The maisa is, Rabbi Isai, the Shah Mishman himself, Blaib Sorkin Ledina, to find it's a big pella that he even said such a locker. Because if you look, if I could trouble you, look in Sif Tezain, it's the next page. Not like him. We don't pass him like the Rimagash. It says, "Echad amamashkin eskavei bebezdin, ve'echad shemishkinay biyodik bezroya, oy midas haloiva." The loiva gave it to you willingly. Shteit in halacha. All these halachas. Hare mitzvah lagzel loy ovid beishu tzarech loy. Aye, so why did you take it and came mamoyel lo amashkin? Kedei shorlash shalayashman achay b'shvius. You have a kinyan in it that now it's yours. That shmi can't be mishamet. V'lo yasem etatul etzabonov. You have a kinyan in it that now the yisaimim can't walk away with it because it's your metaltalin. You have a kinyan in it. It's a real kinyan in this mashkin. And one of the cases of mechabit, which is the Rambam gives, that was done midah. Shas Haloiva. There's a Mefusha Psak Halacha. No one argues La Halacha over here. And the Mefusha Psak of the Mechaba, Rambam agrees that we don't pass like the Rimagash. That if you take this Mashkin, even if it's given to you willingly, you do have a Kinyan, even if it was done. Shalei B'Shas Alva. So if you do have a Kinyan in it, so even though now he changes his mind, tough. He can't change his mind. I already have a Kinyan. I'm not going to be even a Yisurim. It's a very funny thing. He brings on this Rimagash. He should have quoted Tzivtei Zayin. I'm not sure why he didn't. Elamai, maybe he means to say that even though we paskin like it, but for the Issa Deraisa, for the Suffolk Issa Deraisa, we should be chosh for the Shita's Rimagash. No. That chosh, you should have brought down the Tzivtei Zayin. We paskin like it, not like the Rimagash. I don't know what, I'm not sure what he wants.
According to him, what's the use of taking the Mashkin? No one can you, Shvi's going to mishamit it. I have to give back if he changes his mind. So what's the use of taking
it? And the Chanami said, don't take it. No one needs you to take it. No one has to take it. The kasha was in King Mamoyo means in the Torah gave you a right for the Mashkin. So why did the Torah give you this Kinyan Mashkin? What does it help? It helps a few things. And the Chanami, if you don't have a Kinyan, it helps for nothing. So Taka, don't take it in the first place. And the Chanami.
Does that help?
Sorry?
If you got
Rishus in the Star, will Star be a proper Kinyan? You have to go through the Svaris of the Achrayim, why Kinyan Mashika doesn't work, and see why Star might be better. Tzitaka and Star might be better, just like Kesef is better. Maybe. Maybe. All right. I just want to... we're running out of time here. I was hoping to get to the next sif. Okay, let's see. But another halach I want to discuss, and that is, could you make a tnai? Could a loiva make a tnai b'shas tahava? We write up shtaris, in gemach shtaris, we should add this clause into the shtar. The loiva is masna mashakasa b'toira and gives the malva full rishos to enter his house at any time to take any mashkin, including klei echo nefesh, and even if the loiva is an almana. And it's a rishos. You'd be master mashakos of b'tayra for the issa of entering the house, for the issa of kleichu nefesh, for the issa of beged almana, and l'chayit should work. Master mashakos. We find such a concept later on in Sifchav Ches. The Mechaba paskins that you're allowed to be masam nachakos of the Torah for the Indian of Mesadrin. The Torah says you have to let the loiva breathe and give him his leave-over, his basic necessities, Mesadrin. But if the loiva is masna in the shtar, I feel like Meglimad Akaspoi, and I'm not going to be misogyn. You don't have to give me the right to misogyn. And the Chanami, Masam Machakasa Batara works.
Misogyn is a Dindaraisa?
Chabada.
What's Glimig Mal Kaspoi? Doesn't that mean that.
No, that's where I'm being masna. If I'm masna Machakasa Batara, Tanai Kaim. So just like Tanai Kaim works for the Indian misogyn, let it work for this Indian as well, for the Isurim of entering the house.
You mentioned before, and my question, compared with ribbis, by ribbis as a isa for the loba, isa for the malva.
Right, here there's not.
By here not, but by there still is an isa of the malva to go in.
Correct, but so every time there's an isa, because whenever there's an isa bedavisha b'mamain, the halacha is tonight kaim. We paskin that you're allowed to be master machkasa b'tori and davisha b'mamain. If it's fundamental, if the isa is a mamainis dika isa, if the Torah was niza alta bein adam lachaver dika isa, if the chav himself doesn't object, other of his masna that you're allowed to do it, then the Torah certainly is not going to make an objection.
It's mas
correct. Ribbis is different because it's exeris a kasa that even if the loiva doesn't object, it's still awesome. Correct. It's a nissa, not an it's a mom.
Why is it different?
That's because exeris a kasa that even the loiva has a nissa. So you see that the loiva doesn't help. But over here we don't have such exeris a kasa. So
with mamon.
I'm telling you, by ribbis is a special issa. It says mufush in the Torah even by a loiva. So we see that the loiva's consent doesn't help. And over here we pass like the rishon of the loiva's consent does help.
Why do they pass in that way?
Because over here the Torah doesn't ask the loiva to give it.
But
it asks the malva
from taking it.
Correct. So the malva is now let her do a lot of things. The malva is now let her steal. But if the nigzala lets the malva steal, then the malva is allowed to steal, right? If a Ruvain, right? It's a davish of a moment. It's fundamentally done to protect the other person. And if the other person who is the Torah is trying to protect is master machakos v'tayin and says, I don't need the protection. I'm being master that you're allowed to do it nevertheless, then you're allowed to do it. So Memeila frekt, no, frekt, the Kler, the Pischei She'orim and the Mayone Chochma over here and Kuftez Vavim and Aleph, they Kler the Shiloh, it will be Mahani a Tanai or not. Just like we find by Mesajin, a Tanai works, maybe over here too, the Tanai will work. And the Mayne Chachma Bleib Sorchin Ledin, and the Pischei Shorim is noted that here the Tanai will not work because he wanted to say it's a Milsa de Isura. The reason why the Torah asked it fundamentally is an Issa Dika, din, not a mum nistik a din, and you can't be a master mashakasa batari if it's a dovish issa. Just like ribis is a dovish issa, well, they're touching up not to take a kleyach nefesh or beggar almana or entering the guy's house is then issa tik a din somehow, I don't know why. I can't figure out. I'm just telling you what the picture charm. And Mel, he's noted to say, and he brings a shtickle raya, which the Grad of Minya Chacham brings a similar raya, that a shtickle raya, knapa raya, in the Gemara that you see that Tanai will not work. And Mel, he says it's a milsa di yisura. Now the Pella is that l'choyer, dosh teit faket. I don't know what he's got. The mechabish teit faket. It must be das alive. If the doiva willingly does it, he gives it. Ben b'shasav al shem b'shaloi b'shasav. If he willingly gives it, it's muta. Had it been an issa to get in, the life is concerned. Consent won't help. If I see the Leivitz consent helps, and rather, by the way, the rabbi said the Leivitz consent helps not only for entering his house. I mean, we got a machabes to my klei konevich, but not only for klei konevich, it works for entering the house and it works for beged almana as well. That's how we pass them like these rishonim. So if we pass like these rishonim, then it should work. What's he saying? Avada matzah meshukas abatayr should work. And not only that, the riyaz. When the riyaz says this halacha that midas aloiva works for all these yisurim, even shalev b'shas ava, the riyaz says lahedja because masna amasha kaza b'tayyeh b'davish b'mamim tonai kayim. So you see, the riyaz applies this principle that it's a masna amasha kaza b'tayyeh b'davish b'mamim even to these yisurim lahedja. It's a mafush riyaz. So lahedja, we have rishayim and pashas tadin that you could make a tanai and the tanai will work just like you can make a tanai a misajin who din yalada make a tanai to take away the issa of beggar amana to take away the issa of klayach nevish and take away the issa of leisav abeis. So it would be a nice thing. The problem is that I don't have anyone in print. I mean, other than the Sriya, it's very nice. But I don't have anyone in print who clears the shayla and says the head yitzmut. I mean, what went on here? You have many achakim pizkashem both clear. Even zmachmer, and you know I'm shtiko scared. I'm being mad and this a deraisa. But okay, dosh teit. Like the Rambam means, let's bring it out. Like the Rambam, he's 100% right. If the Rambam says even medasa loivitz also, then vice versa in the Rambam it's a milsa di sura, and the loivitz consent doesn't work, and avada masa mashakasa b'tayr wouldn't work. But lididan that we pass like all the rishonim, not like the Rambam that consent works, then the masa mashakasa b'tayr should work, and it's even the mashmoyz of Rakhashukin also. Rakhashukin just says that if you master b'shas tava that you could take any mashkin you want, you still can't take klayachol nefesh. But it's not because the consent didn't go on that. But lechayer, if you say lahedya on that, it would go on that too, and you're allowed to come in. You're allowed to come in. You're allowed to take klayachol nefesh. Lechayer, these yisurim like the Shulchan Aruch Ravna and the Chavos Chaim we mentioned before, if you make give him permission to come in, if you master to give permission to come in, it should also work. Halakha l'maaseh, it should work. I'm just a bit nervous unless I see a mamish mefush in print. I have a rishon or three yards.
Why don't only, if it's masa, maybe a tanai where the lakich is being done by the labor is anything a step under? Is that he doesn't allow it?
I know. If you hold like the Okashukan, then the masa, the dik is good, because that was the masa. The masa is dafk if he gave it, because if he just gave you rishus to come in, you still can't take klei konevich, because the consent doesn't include klei konevich. That will be good. But lechayr the Okashukan is a big chiddush and pashas. Masa just means that's a sign of consent. Lechayr, if you make the tanai should work. And once you made the tanai, lechayr, Rabbi Sai, if you made the tanai b'shas avod, the tanai is kayim, and now you can't renege on that tanai. You can't say, okay, tomorrow I change my mind, and now don't come in, take klei konevich. It was already chal. This is the kin in the terms of the avod that I have a right to enter, I have a right to take klei konevich, I have a right to take even for beggar almana. Lechayr, it should work. All right, maybe we'll find oid chazayin in it, Rabbi. We ran out of time here. All right, Belina, the next week we're going to do Yedalad, which talks about almana. It's a whole maima muska, the love of almana, very good shmak. All right, I go to Avok.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.